This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. Stay tuned for the Opera Box. Pre-recorded.
Good evening. This is Chris Moore with KGNU's Opera Box, a chance to just kick back, relax, and enjoy some great operatic singing from around the world. Today, we're going to be specializing in the art of the tenor and baritone or bass duet. Jerry Hadley and Thomas Hampson are going to be playing a series of duets, somewhat less unusual in opera, but not at all rare by any means. Of course, the tenor and the soprano are most likely to sing duets together. But here is a series of examples of two men singing to one another. Here we start with the fourth act of Puccini's La Bohème, where the poet Rodolfo and the painter Marcello are back in their garret once more. They pretend to be working, but their thoughts really are preoccupied with Mimi and Musetta. And here the singers are pursuing their own train of thought. The musical lines reveal a degree of unanimity that suggests that they're almost singing to one another.
In un coupé, Paris a livré, mi saluto ridendo. To, Musetta le dissi, e il cuore non batte, o non lo sento. Grazie al velluto che il cuore
c'ho gusto davvero. C'ho gusto davvero.
Loyola fa, tirori errini.
Non batte bene. Io pur vidi
Musetta,
Mimi,
l'hai vista? Oh, guarda,
era in carrozza vestito come una regina.
Evviva, ne son contento.
Bugiardo si strugge d'amore.
Lavoriam,
lavoriam.
Nesce di Musetta il vino.
You're Jerry Hadley and Thomas Hampson in that duet from La Boheme. And now we're going to jump over to Verdi, the duet for Henri et Montfort of Giuseppe Verdi's from 1855 from the Sicilian Vespers, an opera dealing with the Sicilian uprising of 1282 when the island's inhabitants threw off their French yoke. Henri is in love with the Duchess Helene, whose brother was executed by the French for fomenting sedition. The French governor, Guy de Montfort, attempts to keep the situation under control and sees in Henri a dangerous but not entirely unsympathetic adversary. Their duet shows Montfort's attempt to win over Henri to the French cause and to steer him away from Helene and her faction. It draws its vitality from the verve of hot-headed Henri and the somber warnings of Montfort, the political pragmatist, and the relationship between Posa and Philip and the later Don Carlos is already clearly predated here. We'll hear now music of Giuseppe Verdi.
Liberi siete, addio. Che veggio, il dono spregi forse al miro. Io ti son grato, ma già te dissi al fianco tuo mannato tale un potere che libertà me grave lungi da te. Rimani adunque meco, in libertà rimani, o tutto il cor commosso dai mio
Io tuo figlio, a me tu padre, si può. squadre, sempre insieme, uniti ogni or. Ah, sì, uniti ogni or.
Sul campo della
j'espère, mourant pour mon pays, m'en fera. Et ton père, jamais on ne m'en a parlé, j'ai cru savoir pourtant que proscrit, exilé, il finit loin de nous. Sa vie et sa misère, et ta mère, ripos. Avant son prépa chez le duc Frédéric,
séparare.
Oui, ce noble martyr, ce héros,
ce rebelle,
au sentier dans la mer qui doit être le pied. Fidèle à ses leçons, je prendrai mon modèle. Sinon sa vie est au moins sa mort. Qui suis tout, maintenant, dispose de mon sort, dispose de mon sort. Fini mon audace, je sais que ton cœur se fait par grâce, j'attends sans frayeur.
La mort de Mélas est pour toi. Sauver, offrir à ton courage le seul moyen digne d'un noble cœur. La gloire, j'en suis sûr, aura pour toi des charmes.
La gloire, où donc est-elle?
Elle est sous nos drapeaux. Viens d'honora, viens d'honora. Se prier,
servir nos je suis la loi,
malheur à toi,
et je brave ta colère.
Jerry Hadley and Thomas Hampson, yet again, and a great duet there from Giuseppe Verdi's Sicilian Vespers. And we're going to stay with Verdi a little bit longer with another male duet here by the same singers, Don Carlos. This is one of the great scenes between Carlos and Rodriguez, and we already find the work's themes in embryonic form here, the friendship between two men that will survive the sternest tests, human traits that will enmesh the opera's characters as a result of Carlos's love for his stepmother and Rodriguez's politically explosive invitation to Carlos to intervene on behalf of Flanders. Again, we hear Jerry Hadley and Thomas Hampson in this duet.
Voilà, c'est l'enfant, mon Rodriguez.
Je demande audience au noble fils du roi.
Soyez le bienvenu, marquis de Posa.
Malheureux, mon Rodriguez lui-même. Près de moi fortifie une âme qui chancelle. Ta destinée encore peut-être est-il épreuve. Demande à Dieu la force d'un héros.
Je
The greatest duets in all of opera for a tenor and a baritone or a bass. Jerry Hadley and Thomas Hampson sang that duet, as we have been all the way through. Thomas Hampson is a baritone and our tenor is Jerry Hadley. This is the orchestra of the Welsh National Opera conducted by Carlo Rizzi. We're going to jump to something considerably lighter now from Donizetti's The Elixir of Love. The old buffo traditions are taken up and elaborated upon. Nemorino has bought what he thinks is a love potion from the itinerant quack Dr. Dulcamara in order to win the heart of the woman that he adores. The first bottle having failed to produce the desired effect, Nemorino decides that he will have to buy another, but is at a loss to know where to find the money. While Sergeant Belcore, who is equally besotted with Adina, is currently enlisting soldiers in his company. For 20 scudi, Nemorino allows himself to be talked into signing up and can now afford his second bottle of elixir. Belcore, too, is overjoyed since he no longer has to fear Nemorino as a rival now that the latter is a soldier in his own platoon.
Sul momento, Oh,
Nemorino and Belcore's duet from Donizetti's The Elixir of Love. And Jerry Hadley, again, our tenor, and Thomas Hampson, again, our baritone with Carlo Rizzi and the orchestra of the Welsh National Opera. We're going to come back to this again sometime next year and play more of these glorious duets, but for the sake of variety, in just a moment, we're going to hear some great choruses from Russian operas. Oh, what a great way to celebrate the month of December with music that is as meaty and as powerful as this music from the Bolshoi. We'll be hearing that in just a moment. First, here are a few opera events that are happening along the Front Range you might want to know about. Opera for Collins Guild presents arias at Avos starring Kirsten Carpenter, Kate Matthews, Christian Mark Gibbs, and Justin Little. That is in Fort Collins at Avogadro's number, 605 South Mason Street. The Denver Lyric Opera Guild's Opera on Tuesday meeting on December 1st at 11 features UNC Opera Theater students, Cherry Hills Country Club, 4125 South University Boulevard. Just check out their website at Denver Lyric Opera Guild for information about that. Opera Fort Collins is also presenting its 16th annual winter song, Santa Baby, the first gala to ring in the 2015 holiday season. The evening features fine food, fanciful auction items, favorites from the holiday world and from the 1950s and 1960s, with some great opera singers as well. Should be fun for just a little bit of lightheartedness. Boulder Opera presents the latest installment of their popular children's series with Rossini's The Barber of Seville in a bridged one-hour version featuring musical highlights of the opera as well as narration to complete the story at Boulder's historic Nomad Playhouse. Sung in the original Italian and narrated in English, the interpretation of Rossini's 19th-century opera specifically adapted for the enjoyment of young audiences and their families. Eve Orenstein, who runs Opera on Tap, will be one of the singers. Thursday, December 10th is when that is happening. Check out Boulder Opera's website for more information. The Jefferson Symphony Orchestra's festive holiday concert on December 5th features Brian Stenara, tenor, and Kara Guggenmos, the lyric soprano. You can go to the School of Mines to see this performance in Golden, and you can call 303-278-4237 for information on that. Well, as promised, here's the Bolshoi Chorus, conducted by Stanislav Lilikov, the Bolshoi Symphony Orchestra, all conducted by Alexander Lazarev, and we're going to hear some music first from A Life for the Tsar. This got the nationalist movement going in Russia in a big way in the earlier 1800s, and inspired a lot of other nationalist composers from places as far away as Finland and Spain and the United States of America and others to find a national language for themselves within the classical genre. This is one of the first really great works to accomplish that with the same level of success that Glinka had A lot of others had that kind of level of success afterwards. A little excerpt from A Life from the Tsar, and then we'll go to Rimsky-Korsakov's Christmas Eve and other great choruses from Russian operas.
Thank you.
We heard a chorus from The Legend of the Invisible City of Kitsch, The Disaster is Approaching. That was by Rimsky-Korsakov. And before that, we heard some music from Glinka's A Life for the Tsar. The Bolshoi Chorus, the Bolshoi Symphony Orchestra, all conducted by Alexander Lazarev on KGNU's Opera Box. I'm Chris Moore. Thanks for listening.
And good evening. This is James, and you're tuned in to a Classic Monday on this fairly warm November evening. First, I want to thank all those people some weeks ago that helped keep this station alive. We made our pledge drive a success. You made our pledge drive a success. And so thank you, everyone. Tonight, for once, I'm not bringing any music from home. I was scouring through the KGNU libraries to search for some classical music tonight. Starting from Z, I think I only made it up to the T's before I found a number of things that I'm excited to play tonight. This opening piece, Pēteris Vasks. He's a composer out of Latvia, born in 1946, still alive at this moment. From his Concerto for Cello and Orchestra, this is Canto 1. Let it build on you.